This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 467 for Friday, July 7th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Friday morning, backing away from the four-month highs hit yesterday as traders square positions ahead of the weekend. Canola down $2 to $8, the November contract down $4.30 at $757.80 per ton. Relatively milder temperatures and increased chances of precipitation in some dry areas of western Canada contributed to today's selling pressure, although many regions do remain dry and in need of more moisture. Chicago soybeans, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all lower, accounting for some spillover weakness in canola. However, soy oil was holding closer to unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn futures are both lower, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's declines. The November contract down 16 cents at $13.23 per bushel. Recent rains are also thought to be helping ease drought concerns in parts of the U.S. Midwest. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included about 150,000 tons of old crop business and nearly 600,000 tons of new crop sales. While the sales were at the higher end of expectations, an active export pace out of Brazil does continue to weigh on Chicago prices. Corn, it is down in pre-weekend positioning, seeing a correction after yesterday's gains. The September contract down 7 cents at $4.92 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales included about 250,000 tons of old crop sales and 400,000 tons for delivery in the next crop year. That was in line with expectations, but just as in beans, Brazilian corn is cheaper on the international market. U.S. wheat futures were mixed, with the Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in September at $8.60 per bushel, but the winter wheat's all lower. Kansas City down 11 cents in September at $8.32 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 3 cents in the September contract at $6.54 per bushel. The lack of any significant rain in the forecast for U.S. spring wheat growing regions contributed to the strength in that market, while the winter wheats were feeling seasonal harvest pressure despite ongoing production concerns. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales topped expectations with just over 400,000 tons sold. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.